Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here as we kick off the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
Chris. And you can bring up whatever you want to talk about here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The economy is pretty pretty difficult times. It's in tough shape right now, especially with the continuing inflation, the federal government and other governments of the world printing out fiat currency like it's going out of style. Record levels.
Which hopefully it is.
Yeah, it'd be great. Record levels of printing, which means that prices are going up. And we just talked in the first hour of the show about the energy situation, not just in Europe, but in some parts of the United States, where people are seeing increased energy bills. This is going to mean that prices are going to go up further because business owners are either going to have to recoup their energy costs by charging their customers more, or they're going to go out of business. It's one or the other. So that's happening. And Chris, you are a business owner. You don't run a brick and mortar business in that you have a front door that customers can walk through. You are shipping product online. So you don't have the same
99% of our business is outside of New Hampshire.
Yeah, you don't have the same kind of costs that your typical mom and pop business does, but you still get an electric bill.
Oh, yeah.
And there are still costs to doing your business. But one of the things that some people have been noticing recently, and there's an article about it over at the Wall Street Journal, is that things that had previously been available gratis for free at a business, they would have been included in whatever the deal was, are now getting upcharged for it. They're now charging extra for things that used to be freebies. And so that's kind of one of the things that this story is focusing on by Jacob Passy at the Journal. He says, it's not just your imagination. More and more things that used to be free are now costing you money. Food delivery, grocery bags, the unexplained convenience fee. Add-ons and extras are now everywhere, often boosting actual costs well over headline prices. New line items on power and cable bills often slip by unnoticed. Even securing a hard copy of your own bank statement might come at a cost.
Oh, yeah.
That's an old one. That one's been going on for years.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
Things we used to buy once, like music or DVDs, are being replaced by subscriptions that we pay over and over. In some countries, and I saw the headline about this one recently, BMW owners are now paying a monthly fee for heated seats.
Oh, subscription.
I'll bet that really burns their butts.
Yeah, they're actually charging subscriptions for things that you would have bought.
I cannot even understand why anyone would agree to that. It does not make sense at all. It's a coil in my seat.
To understand why I don't want to give up my 2005 Honda, I mean, it's because of this garbage in newer cars.
I mean, who thought of that one? Oh, yeah, let's charge our customers for turning on a coil in this, like a heating coil in their seats.
And you still have to pay for the gas and the everything that generates that heat.
Right. It's insane.
On top of the subscription that you pay.
In many ways, the situation is a reflection of how we shop. Online search engines have made it easier to compare prices, and in response, companies have unbundled their pricing so they can advertise low prices or rates and then recoup the money as added fees. So they give you some examples of...
And I kind of understand this from a business perspective because I have this issue where people complain about the prices, and it's like, okay, except the only problem is that we're not bundling all the advertising that these other companies have and all this malware on your computer, like things like that. And it's like, and not to mention that prices actually aren't any higher than the competition for the same equivalent product. But that's not the point. The point is simply that people perceive something, right, as being more expensive. And so I kind of understand why it's like, oh, well, how do I come up with some sort of subscription? Because, consumers sometimes are unreasonable.
Didn't you guys have like a COVID fee or something at one point?
It wasn't a COVID fee. We passed on the taxes that we were paying from to the territory. tariffs. If we have to pay
the import fee or something.
If,
right?
if we have a $100,000, you know, like say we get Wi-Fi adoption, we have a $100,000 bill for that, and then there's a 25% tariff. Well, if yesterday there wasn't a 25% tariff, well, how do we recoup that cost? So at one point we had to, we just were like, okay, well, we could go through the product catalog and add 25% to every product, or we could add a fee, a tariff fee, like any other tax to the at checkout.
And you've got a bunch of products, so it would have taken a long time to go through and up the price of every single item.
We've got hundreds of products in our catalog. Mm-hmm. So it's not, and we're a small business. I mean, we're not huge, right?
I don't want to have to go through there every 2 weeks. Over and over.
So we're like, and we knew the tariff. I mean, well, I can't say we knew the tariff would go away eventually, but we were hoping the tariff would eventually go away, and then we'd have to do it again.
Is it still there?
No, the tariff did go away. Yeah, I still don't know exactly when it disappeared, but it did disappear, and so we were like,
Did Biden get rid of it?
He added it back after Trump. So it started off with Trump's trade war with China, and it was started at 10%. It went up to 25%, and then at the end, Trump got rid of it. Biden immediately reinstituted it at 25%, and then at some point, it went away.
Weird.
But it's not entirely clear, because here's the thing. When you're receiving goods, not every good is necessarily going to be tariffed. If you order like a small quantity of something, like maybe you order $5,000 or something, the tariff might not apply. Or if you are, certain types of item, like not electronic items, but maybe maybe the antennas for something that's electronic. If we order, $10,000 worth of antennas, maybe that doesn't have the tariff. It's like we actually had stuff where it came in, no tariff was paid, but then, we had something in the next week and a tariff was charged.
So it's all arbitrary.
So, yeah, there's a lot of arbitrary, stuff going on. And, like, computers, full computers, I think didn't have the tariff, but the parts actually did. All the parts did. So when we build a computer in the United States, we manufacture in the United States, we actually pay more than the companies who are having the computers built in China and shipping to the United States and then selling them.
Yeah,
because they're not paying a tariff. So it's like it actually, and the whole trade war was to bring jobs to the United States. It actually undermined businesses in the United States by increasing their prices who actually had physical labor here doing some sort of manufacturing. Yeah.
Not surprising. Whether that was their intention or not, it's so common that, government programs and government mandates do the reverse of what their intentions were.
It's because they have the dumb.
Well, nobody manufactures in the United States, so therefore this makes a lot of sense. Well, that's not true. There are some small businesses that still manufacture in the United States.
So here's a few examples of businesses that are now charging fees for things that used to just be free. They give airlines as an example. You prefer an aisle seat, for instance? You don't like to have to cross over people when you got to get up to pee or whatever during the flights to get the aisle seat. Don't like sitting in the back of the plane? Well, these days, that can cost you. Major airlines have now introduced preferred seats. Travelers that choose them must pay an extra fee, sometimes as much as $100 on top of their airfare. To be clear, these aren't seats with extra legroom or any other perks. Rather, they're just standard economy seats, often toward the front of the plane and near the aisle or the window. Lori Garrow, professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology School of Civil and Environmental Engineering, described these as attributes of the seats that customers are willing to pay for. She says legroom is not the only quality of a seat that matters to some individuals. At the same time, airlines have suspended flight change fees in the COVID area to provide more flexibility.
Yeah, these are some of the reasons I don't leave New Hampshire anymore. It's like it's not one thing; it's a combination of just stuff like this. It's just like I'm not even that picky. Like when it comes to flying,
yeah.
But it's like at what point is it worth actually making that trip anymore? It's just not.
Well, when you get to the hotel, they got ideas for you, too. Hotels, of course, are notorious for adding additional charges to the bill. Resort fees, self-parking fees, and fees for checking in early.
Self-parking?
Apparently, that's a thing.
And do you get charged if you have them do it?
Yeah. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Pool chairs. Any place that charges a resort fee is going to be my last resort.
Pool chairs are now sometimes added to the mix. Hotels in locations ranging from Vegas to Honolulu and Phoenix have begun charging for the privilege of having a poolside lounge chair. This isn't a cabana, though sometimes the reservations include towels, umbrellas, cold water, and ice. Generally, there will be plenty of free seats available at the hotel pool, but they're not always in a prime location. We'll continue with more of what they're charging you for that you used to get.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about the additional fees that some people have been noticing on bills and services that were previously free, or products that were previously free, like the aisle seat in the economy section of the airplane. Apparently, some airlines are now charging up to $100 more for what they believe are more worthwhile seats. And, you know, you could say, well, hey, that's just the way the market's going, and that's the way it is. If you don't like it, well, start your own airline, right?
But there is, I think that not all the airlines are doing it, though. So there's a little bit of competition in the market.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking back to a couple years ago when they were doing it, they were starting to pull these games. There were companies that or certain airlines that weren't doing that, and it's usually the airlines, or they weren't doing it anywhere near as much. Those were always the airlines that I would go for. I'd be mm-hmm. like, I'm willing to pay another $100 or $200 for a ticket on this. You know, because they're not pulling this card.
Well, wasn't Spirit Airlines always known for doing this stuff where the ticket advertised ticket price was the lowest possible thing you could ever find, but then they hit you with charges for a carry-on, charges for any checked bag, and you name it, whatever.
I flew on Spirit once in the 90s, mm-hmm. and I don't think they were doing that yet. But they definitely, I don't know if they were the first ones to do it. I know there was a super low price carrier, and I feel like it wasn't Spirit, but somebody like Spirit, and then Spirit and other competitors in that class, I guess you would say, started adopting that, where they would charge you for, you know, and
a la carte, basically.
Yeah, everything. There was one carrier that everything was a la carte, like everything. You know, the water. You know, then you get
$5.
They charge you for it. I mean, it was that crazy.
Yeah.
If you wanted a carry-on baggage, they charge you for that. Mm-hmm. You know, non-carry-on baggage, they would charge you for that. I mean, everything, a ticket, you want a ticket? That's $5 too. Mm-hmm. Like a $5
printed ticket.
Right, because if you don't print your own ticket, that's $5 at the airport in order to print. Like, this is how crazy it was.
Yeah. Yeah, and for some people that obviously works, right? I mean, is Spirit still in business? I think they are, right?
You know, on the one hand, I kind of feel like, oh, I might actually use an airline like that, mm-hmm. except if I'm not going to pay another $100 to get a seat that's not the one, you know, in the back, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not doing that. That crosses a line with me, you know?
So you're willing to sit in the back?
I mean, if the plane is full, I might be willing to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to pay, you know, if they give me a super low price and it ends up, you know, by the time I actually am done, it ends up being the same price as a better airline. I'm not going to go with that, you know, that a la carte airline.
Well, and that's the problem with the a la carte and sort of the sneakiness behind that business model is like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, right? But it's hard to know what all the costs are. They're advertising their ticket price all over the place, but you don't know what it's going to cost. You've got to do research, like a lot of research, to be able to figure out what the realistic cost, the final price of going on that flight is going to be. And that's a difficult thing for some people to do.
Oh, they want it to be difficult because they are going to make more money out of you than if they don't. And they're going to get more customers as a result. And who doesn't want that, you know?
Good for them if they can make it work.
The question is, will you retain those customers? And that, that may not happen.
Yeah, there's probably a high level of burn factor.
I would imagine so. On. I certainly would not use an a la carte carrier today.
Going on here, they've got a couple more examples of businesses that are charging for things that previously didn't cost you anything. And they give you dining out, for instance, as an example here. And not just because menu prices have gone up, it's just going to cost you more for a variety of reasons. Many eateries have started tacking on inflation charges this year to combat the high price of food and labor, plus the higher transaction fees imposed by card networks.
Like I MasterCard like that. That's one thing I like. I like it. I would love to see, you know, an inflation. I think that's, I mean, as long as they're upfront about it, I think that's a good thing, because at least when they show you that, you know where that money is going, you know, like if it's the government.
When you
doing
say
it.
Upfront about it, do you mean it should be advertised on the menu?
Yeah,
like
if
there
it's
will
advertised
be a 10%.
Very clearly, you know, on the menu, or, you know, before you enter or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, wherever the prices are listed.
You don't want to get hit with it on the check.
Right. As long as it's not being dishonestly advertised. I like that. I think that's a good thing because at least you now know. Like, things you wouldn't have known before, like the fact that if you use a credit card, it costs more.
The
right?
thing is, if you're going to be honest, since the Federal Reserve was created, They've destroyed 99% of the dollar. So, like, 99% of whatever you pay at every business should be marked as an inflation fee.
Yeah.
And
you could roll back your prices to 1922 level or 1912 levels before the Federal Reserve and have, like, 5-cent chicken or 10-cent yeah. chicken and then just charge a 900% upcharge.
Honestly, like, you know? Honestly, I don't necessarily know that's a bad idea. I mean, people would get the message across. I mean, I'm thinking about this from a philosophical point
of view.
Yeah,
I get
right?
what you're saying. Yeah, but just as a messaging thing.
Because people don't, they don't get it. They don't understand that it's the government doing this, and you know that they need to
do
vote
they not
differently.
Get it? Do they not get it? I mean, I have to wonder how many people in the United States do not have any concept of what the government is doing to the money.
I suspect you're
right that it is fairly large, but I wonder how big.
What is that expression?
John Maynard Keynes, my favorite John Maynard Keynes quote, he's actually agreeing with Stalin, and he's saying that Stalin was right. The greatest way to overturn the basis of a free society is to debauch the currency. This brings all of the hidden forces of economics into play on the side of destruction in a way that not one man in a million can diagnose. So he was definitely saying that...
One in a million.
Yeah, one in a million would understand what was going on during an inflation. Now, that may not be the case now. I'm sure that Ron Paul had a lot more than 300 supporters
in
America.
Right.
So that has changed somewhat.
The internet helped with that.
Huh?
I think the internet helped with that.
Yeah.
Get the word out about things.
I think there's like, I don't know exactly what the expression is, but think of it like this. You know, don't think about the people around you because they're probably smarter than average, right?
Mm-hmm.
But think about the average person on the street and then think 50% of them are dumber than that. Right.
Thank you, George Carlin. That's actually a Carlin line.
Yeah.
Sometimes these charges are referred to in colloquial ways, such as fuel surcharge or kitchen appreciation fee. Romano's Macaroni Grill described the $2 fee it began adding to diners' checks as temporary. Quote, it would have been easy to simply raise our menu prices, but we believe these burdens will eventually pass, and as such, we elected to employ a temporary solution with the $2 fee, the restaurant chain noted on its website. Well, that's very optimistic, but there's no reason to believe that prices are ever going to go down again. If you don't get that, you probably don't understand how money works. And
there are certain circumstances where I could see something going away, like the tariff. I didn't think that was going to last forever, but I certainly am doubtful in this particular circumstance that it's going to go down. Usually stuff doesn't go down.
Nope. Not when you've printed a ton of money out.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. How are you going to make it go down? Right. Like how, I mean, once you print the money, it's out there.
The way you take the prices back down,
I know you would be kind of
you start accepting the money and burning it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you really think the government's going to do that though?
No. No.
There's more coming up.
They're evil,
here.
But yeah.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Got a couple more examples of stuff that used to be free, extra upcharges, and there's a good chance this stuff isn't going away. If you want to weigh in, tell us what you've seen around at businesses.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The IRS says it inadvertently posted what is normally confidential information involving about 120,000 individuals before discovering the error and removing the data from its website.
I don't consider an
President Biden making that remark one night after he delivered a primetime speech where Biden insisted threats to democracy include people who call for violence and those who don't denounce it, along with those who refuse to acknowledge an election result. President Biden calling them MAGA Republicans who don't respect the Constitution. Biden also calling them fascists this week. Multiple reports say the college football playoff is set to expand from 4 to 12 teams. The new model expected to start in 2026. This is USA Radio News. NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says the weather forecast right now is looking good.
We do expect clearing on the backside of that, and that is because that is the reason why we are trending the forecast to more of an 80% favorability at the end of the launch window tomorrow afternoon.
She says Monday is the backup launch window with a 70% probability of go based on the weather. However, she notes that the weather could be more volatile. When the Houston Texans take to the field for their home opener, the Uvalde school shooting will be weighing heavy on their hearts. The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The number, if you want, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. We have our own social media site at social.freetalklive.com. You can log in over there. It's not some big tech mega corporate platform. We're running the thing. It's on our own server. It's Mastodon, which means that it is open source. It's self-hosted. It's federated with other Mastodon systems all across the internet, and it's free. So you can go over there, and you'll have a lot more freedom to express yourself on our site than you do on places like Twitter or Facebook. So try it out over at social.freetalklive.com. That is social.freetalklive.com. We're kind of giving some examples here from the Wall Street Journal, and I'm sure it's a very limited set of examples. I'm sure there's a lot more out there. If you want to call in and tell us about what you've experienced, items or services, things that used to be freebies, just kind of included with whatever the experience was that you were doing. Maybe it's going flying on an airline. They gave some examples about upcharges for economy seats now that they're doing. Or maybe it's something that you're getting at a restaurant that they're pulling some sneaky moves by keeping the menu prices the same, but then hitting you with a service fee or with a inflation fee at the, you know, at checkout. And then you get, whoa, looks like this is more expensive. expensive than I thought it was going to be. So if you've encountered some of this, let us know. The number here is 603-283-6160. And the last category they bring up here is at the movies. They say here that earlier this year, AMC Theaters imposed a surcharge when The Batman first hit theaters. The surcharge cost between $1 and $1.50, depending on where the theater was located. Other chains did the same. Viewers at the Cinemark Theater in Ohio paid an extra $2 to see The Batman. Cineworld Group owned...
Another Batman reboot?
Yeah, they've been doing these things, I guess.
They've done like five of them now, haven't they?
Cineworld Group owned Regal Entertainment also charged more for the popular film. In a sense, blockbuster fees are a form of variable pricing, no different from how a hotel stay or flight would cost more during a holiday weekend as opposed to less busy time of the year. During an earnings call with analysts, Cinemark's chief financial officer said the company was, quote, in the midst of a series of tests related to its ticket pricing to see how the pandemic may have changed things. She said those tests could lead to increases or decreases in pricing depending on the theater, market, time of day, week, and various other factors.
That actually doesn't seem that unreasonable. It seems to actually sound like pretty sound logic to me. I don't know if it was just Batman, like that would be kind of weird.
That would be weird.
If it was like across their movies, like there's some movies that aren't worth seeing, and you would think they would be cheaper. You know, you wouldn't pay as much for them. So that kind of would make sense to me.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, it would also make sense, of course, if you're in an area where the rent costs a lot more.
Right.
Obviously, you're going to have your higher ticket price there. I mean, even though you're a chain, you can't charge the same at a high-end area as you would a cheaper area.
Right. It doesn't even seem like... I'd actually be shocked that AMC doesn't have different prices at different theaters for a ticket.
Yeah, I would
be too. Like, already.
Yeah.
Which has to be the case.
Which
is weird if they're going to only do it for Batman at some theaters at a premium. Like, that just seems weird. You would think they would have just done it for all of their, if they were going to charge a different price, they would just do it for every ticket, mm-hmm. Regardless of the movie. But
you do make an interesting point about having a movie that isn't expected to be as popular. Why not charge less for something like that? And I think it's one
get
thing.
Get people in the door.
Well, right. And I think it would be one thing to say, our tickets are normally X, but for these movies, it's less than X. That's more acceptable as from a customer's perspective,
yeah,
than walking in expecting to see the newest release movie and having been there before and paid $12 or whatever, but all of a sudden it's $15 for just this one movie. That leaves a bad taste in someone's mouth.
I feel like a fee difference of a buck or two between a five star rated movie and I don't know what are we doing at a 10 and
yeah,
maybe a 9 or an 8 or something like that. I would expect 8 or 9. I wouldn't mind paying a buck or two more for that,
mm-hmm,
or a buck or two less for maybe a five star or even less than that, right? If it was four stars, right? I don't know how many movies there are that are four stars, but you get the point.
Yeah. Well, there's, of course, movies that have a larger production budget. And,
right, which you kind of would expect to pay more for.
The local theater here actually did something good in the realm of price during COVID. They were desperate.
Oh, yeah.
So they cut their rates from, I think it was 12 bucks a head, or 8, 10, or 12 bucks a head, to $5 a ticket. And I think they've kept it at around 6 or something.
Wow.
You think five is expensive?
No. Five is cheap. Five is
right.
Cheap from
five is 1996 rates or whatever.
In 2005, there was a $5 theater where I was going to school.
Yeah,
and it was really run down.
Showing old movies, right?
No, it wasn't. It
oh,
was
really.
But current, I thought $5 was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I would have expected it to be maybe $9 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
For a typical theater, 9-10 bucks. A theater in Keene, for the size of the city and for the size of the theater, I don't know. I guess I would have thought maybe 9 or 10 bucks, something like that.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
I think there was a company that had it previously that had pushed it to 12, I think was what they were doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then another company bought it and they lowered their prices. Then the pandemic, quote unquote, happened, and then they cut it. And kudos to them for trying to keep the prices down, but they have to. They're competing now with all the online streaming companies and various different ways to get video cheap. So not as many people are going to the theaters these days. In fact, I think one of the biggest theater chains in the world recently filed bankruptcy.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a good question. I don't know if I would drop the price so low. I mean, maybe if you can get that publicity out there, it would work. But it just seems like one of those things where it's like, I mean, it is a premium. I feel like going to a theater is a premium product, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I mean, yes, I, you know, can maybe rent that same movie online or download it for free even, but that's not why I would go to a movie theater. It's, you know, it's because you get the popcorn and the butter and your friends and everything else. I don't know, it just seems kind of weird, you know, and for that, you know, I don't know, like, but I am aware that people complain about prices at theaters all the time, and,
I'm not seeing it right now, so I was looking on their website to see if they've raised the rates. The other thing they did during the COVID was they started playing classic movies just to try to, because new movies weren't coming out.
Yeah.
So they just started playing stuff from the 80s
that
and
was 90s. A good idea.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I went and saw Gremlins with Bonnie. She'd never seen it before. So.
Oh, wow.
That movie. That's actually a movie I might go and see. Yeah. I maybe would be willing to see again in theaters. I'm not a person who likes to watch a movie twice, but if you've got a really good old movie, and in a theater, I could definitely see myself being willing to pay a couple bucks to go see it.
Let's go to your phone calls here. We got Jack on the line in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
Why'd you guys bring up Bat earlier, Batman?
Why did we bring it up? It was in this news story about what extra charges businesses are hitting people with. So some theaters were hitting people with an extra dollar to $1.50 charge to see the Batman when it came out, apparently, earlier this year.
The extra charge, I guess, is for the, because usually it's just Batman.
Right,
but they added an extra word, so you got to pay for that.
I was actually in my garage today, and a bat flew in. I don't say very often, but it flew like 6 inches from my face. And so I thought it was kind of funny. It was brought back.
It doesn't sound that funny.
No.
No. You got to watch out for those bats. You might get COVID.
But why haven't you guys spoken about our dictator and leader of the free world today?
Oh, we talked about him last night. Are you talking about the Biden speech?
The pedo Hitler speech.
Yeah,
we definitely talked about that last night. He essentially was lashing out at what he called the MAGA forces and essentially suggested that people that support Donald Trump are basically enemies of the state. He didn't use those exact words, but I'm summarizing sort of the gist.
As an enemy of the state, I would like to make it clear that I do not support Donald Trump.
Yes.
I'm an actual enemy of the state. I want them out of my business.
And everybody else's business who wants them to be left alone.
Trump and Biden are equally evil.
But Jack, if you've got a comment on the Biden thing last night, you're welcome to share it. We'll bring it back here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here in the remaining moments. We have enough time for you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have ForkFest coming up, by the way, in June of next year. The 7th annual ForkFest is going back to where it all started, which is before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It'll be happening unofficially, June 15th through the 18th. I say unofficially because there's nothing official with ForkFest. It's just a bunch of libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types hanging out in the woods in New Hampshire at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains, and it's a great time. And this, I think it's going to be busier this time around because there's going to be the sort of the run-up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It's definitely going to be busier. Right? And just I can just tell you that for sure because when you have an event, a smaller event, after a bigger event, mm-hmm. and people have already been there a week, and some people are getting there early, they're worn out by the time that smaller event comes around. So it's gonna drop off real fast.
Yep, I think it's gonna
whereas now people are getting excited, and they're going to attend earlier. Yeah. And they're going to be at ForkFest.
ForkFest was better when it was in the beginning. We tried them both, and I did three years of each.
I liked the idea of using the fireworks, but I was always concerned that we might see this problem.
And we did. And, you know, hopefully this will be a better year in 2023, ForkFest.party. Again, happening before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has sold out the last 2 years in a row. There's a darn good chance it's going to sell out again. So if you want to attend both of these events, which I would recommend you do, you ought to get your tickets to the Porcupine Freedom Festival sooner rather than later. As I understand it, the entire park is nearing sellout status already, and there's most of a year left before this event.
Summer's not even over for the event. For the summer before it's happening.
So don't delay on this one. Get your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room reserved with Rogers Campground June 15th through the 18th. You can learn more about the event over at ForkFest.party. Jack just dropped off the line, but he did call about the Biden thing, so y'all weren't here last night. I don't know if you wanted to comment on what Biden was saying yesterday, basically on the attack against what he called the MAGA Republicans or the MAGA forces.
Yeah, my understanding is he's forming a new political party known as the Highway Party. So you'll have two choices in future Democratic elections in America: my way or the highway.
The imagery last night was particularly interesting. When we were first hearing about it, the pictures were coming out showing Joe Biden at this podium and
lit all in blood red
behind him, yeah, with this super creepy red light up on the building in Philadelphia.
And Marines hiding in the shadows.
Yes. Yeah, so the imagery of the, you know, soldiers behind him, so there's the violence that he's backed by, and then the blood red lighting. Mm-hmm. When I watched the full video, because I said at the time, I said, this is deliberate. I mean, everything these people do is deliberate. This wasn't an accident. Yeah. They didn't just happen to, you know, film this in front of a building where there's all red lights. They installed those lights there specifically for this. Mm-hmm. And if they were already there, they made sure they were running in red form. Because at the beginning of the video, you can see that the lighting is just like normal toned. It's like just white light or whatever. Or yellow, or whatever the color was. And then as Biden is coming out, it shifts from white or yellow to sort of like normal lighting to all red lights behind him. So it absolutely, 100%, was a deliberate choice in imagery. Yeah.
And it looked very much, you mentioned this at the beginning of the show, it looked very much like V for Vendetta.
Strikingly
like
that,
yeah. It was all about Sutter.
Sutler, I think.
Sutler.
The dictator.
He was the actually the chancellor.
Oh, chancellor
was his official title, which was interesting because chancellor was the title that was what Hitler was actually elected to be. Although he apparently forced some other people out of the government and became more than chancellor after he stopped having elections.
Well, wasn't the plot of V for Vendetta post a sort of apocalyptic disease or whatever that came
out? Yeah, it was actually a genetically engineered disease where the people in the government had engineered the disease and they were all stockholders in the company that produced the vaccine.
Wow. Art imitates life or life imitates art.
Yeah, I mean, was it a warning or did somebody watch it and say, hey, that's a great idea. We should do that.
Mm-hmm. The rhetoric,
it's hard to say.
Yeah, so the rhetoric in his speech last night was all about how terrible MAGA supporters are, how terrible the Trump supporters are, and that they're a danger to democracy. And the gentleman online who I've never met, but apparently he moved recently from Canada to Florida, his name is Viva Frey. He's an interesting guy. He kind of came to at least my attention during the whole Canadian trucker situation. He was one of the people that was on the streets with a video camera on a lot of the days during the Canadian truck thing. But what he pointed out last night about this, I thought was particularly interesting. I'm trying to find the exact statement. He tweets a lot, so it's hard to jump back real fast to it. But the point he made was essentially that take the speech that Biden made last night and replace any instances of MAGA Republican with like blacks or Jews, you know, some other kind of racial group, and then you'll really get a feel for how this speech was intended, like what the messaging really was of this.
It sounded like, and I haven't heard the whole thing. I want to hear the rest of it, just so I understand. But what I've heard of it, it sounded like the build-up to a great leap forward or to some kind of a pogrom,
extermination,
round them up, put them in camps, re-educate them or exterminate them.
Starve the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Great Leap Forward, a lot of, I don't know how many millions of people starved in China as a deliberate policy.
And then there was the Cultural Revolution where they wanted to basically eliminate all of the educated people.
Yeah.
I think he rewrote it. So there's one of them that he posted here where he says, nothing says unity more than the constant repetition of MAGA Republicans. In any other era, substitute that term for any ethnic slur, Jew, black, Armenian, gypsy, tall tree, and you would know exactly who you were dealing with, a disgusting tyrant. And, of course, the only way out of this isn't to vote harder. It's to get out by declaring independence. Somebody's going first. It's either going to be New Hampshire, Texas, California, Hawaii, somebody like that. Some state government is going to say goodbye, and I hope it's New Hampshire.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, and yeah, I doubt it's going to be any of the leftist states because I think, I mean, they seem to have gotten this election rigging thing down to a science. So I would be very surprised if there were Republicans elected in the future.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to comment on whatever's on your mind, you can. Here's a quickie for you from NPR.org. Marijuana use is now outpacing cigarettes for the first time on record.
Groovy.
Who saw that one coming this soon? I got to say, it's pretty impressive, considering that there's, you know, only so many states where it's technically legal. It's still in a minority of states as far as legality is concerned, but I guess more people are admitting, I would say, to smoking cannabis than ever before. According to a Gallup poll, cigarette use has been trending downward in the past decades, with only 11% of Americans now saying they smoke them. In a poll conducted July of this year, compared to 45% of Americans in the mid-1950s.
Is it actually that high, 11%?
11%? You think that's
cigarettes?
One out of 10?
I don't know. I don't feel like I know that many people who smoke, or I don't see people smoke anywhere near what I did back, you know, in the 2000s, early 2000s.
Well, I mean, you don't get to see them smoke as often because they're just not welcome in so many places. You have to go outside in most places.
It used to be that you would see people smoking outside a business or, you know, a shop or whatever, and I just don't feel like I see that very often. Maybe a little bit around, you know, like the tattoo place, I think, in Keene, but not anywhere like it used to be.
By comparison, you now have 16% of Americans saying that they smoke marijuana, so just about 50%. Higher.
And I definitely would say I know more people who smoke marijuana, I think, these days than cigarettes. Yeah.
So, nobody happy with these results as a longtime proponent of cannabis?
It's none of my business what other people do.
the perfect response.
I'm not necessarily a proponent of cannabis. I'm a opponent of the drug war.
Fair enough.
Because that destroys the rights of people. It is applied in a structurally racist way. It's not good.
We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime, anytime, at freetalklive.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.